You're listening to the Think, Live, Repeat podcast, a place for people who are looking for simple and actionable ways to bring their lives to the next level. I'm your host, John Skomski, and I want you to get ready for some amazing conversations as we dive deep into the minds of successful people, how they think intentionally and live differently. Here's just two simple rules. Change doesn't have to be complicated, and change begins with your mind. You literally possess the power to change the direction of your life. So consider yourself warned. If you're not ready to start growing today, you might just want to turn this off now before it's too late. What's up, Inward Investors? It's another edition of the Think, Live, Repeat podcast. So glad you joined us. It's a solo episode, and I am pissed. And the reason I'm pissed is because I just recorded a pretty freaking good episode, if I don't say so myself. It was complete with my wife. You know, this is April 1st. My wife dressed up in a dog costume and shocked the living daylights out of me, scared me. That showed up. Like, anyways, so it's really disappointing because everything I just worked on had no audio. I had swapped out something and it was on a different setting. Of course, did I check it before I recorded? Of course not. Who does those sorts of things? Anyways, so here's the deal. Maybe it turns out, you know, for the better, because what you're going to end up getting here is like a 3-minute version of what I talked about before that has no audio. Unless you're, if you got any good lip readers out there, because I got the video. So I guess in theory, you know, that could work. But since I don't know any offhand, we're just going to go with the 3-minute version. And you'll have to stay tuned for next week. So the 3-minute version is this. What do you want right now? And what do you want most? And in life, we find that those two are almost always opposed. Because what we want now in life is usually some form of an escape, a relief, pleasure, a dopamine hit. Basically, make life better, make me feel better right now, here and now, in the moment. What we want most in life almost always requires that we do not engage in the thing that we want in the moment, or maybe in said the opposite way for some things. We do engage in the thing we don't want to do in the moment to get us to where we want to go ultimately. Most in life. And I'll give you examples of both. And I'll give you the example I shared in my own life. I've found that in recent weeks, I've gotten so obsessed, so much tunnel vision with what some things I've been working on and building out here. I've done so at the neglect of quality time and being present with my wife and kids. And what did the thing I want to do the most in life is have a great relationship with my wife, you know, be married 50, 60, 70 years, to be, you know, when my kids are grown and I have them want to come back around the house, not hate my guts, know who I am, you know, all of that. That's what I want most in life. What do I want now? Well, I can tell you over the last few weeks, I've wanted to solve this one nagging problem that is really, I think, integral to things I've been talking about in the podcast, things I'm working on in my practice, just got so obsessed with it. And I kept telling myself, it'll be fine, you know, it's just a period, whatever. But the days turned into weeks and then started getting that month or so, actually multiple months, if I'm being completely honest. And it got to the point where like, okay, let's pump the brakes on this. And I kind of knew it. And my wife and I, we had some very transparent conversations of just like, okay, where is this headed? What do you want now? What do you want most in life? Really what it comes down to is number one, understanding what is the most important thing to us? Like what's that thing out in the future we want more than anything else? And then as a result, what is the thing that we want to do right now? What's the biggest impediment? Again, something we need to start doing that we don't feel like doing, like eating healthy, going to the gym, that sort of thing. Or something we need to stop doing, like, you know, watching excessive amounts of TV, drinking to excess, or all these things. So start with that. What's the thing I want most? What's the biggest obstacle? Then when it comes to looking at the obstacle, ask yourself, well, why? Why do I keep making the poor decision in the moment? What do I want out of this thing? Like, what keeps tripping me up? Is it, you know, something that is tied to my identity? And I think we find oftentimes it is. Like, I want satisfaction so that I feel better about myself. I want the acknowledgement and appreciation of other people. Like, all these different things play. So what do you want most in life? What's the biggest obstacle to that? What is the mindset that you engage in when you end up making the poor choice in the short term? Literally rewrite a script for yourself in the short term, like 2, 3, 4, 5 sentences that kind of lay out where you want to go and how you're going to think differently, and then be working on that day in, day out, multiple times a day, creating this script to essentially reconfigure your neural pathways, because you might have a freaking superhighway in your brain of bad thinking, of short-term thinking, of engaging in the moment or not doing the thing you should do in the moment just to get that short-term comfort or avoid short-term discomfort at the expense of that thing you want most. And you're going to find, and you know deep down it's not worth it. The sacrifice is not worth it. You know you want what's best out there. And when you sacrifice it on that altar of the short-term, you're going to be disappointed. And one day, future you is going to look back. You want to talk about being pissed? Future you is going to look back and be like, what the literal F were you doing? Why did you have such short-term vision? It is so hard to remember that in the moment, especially when the thing is out in the distance. But again, it ties into that. Who are you? How do you see yourself? What's your identity? Why do you believe you're here? Why were you created? What are you created for? Like all of these very existential questions that you got to ask yourself. And then put yourself in a position to succeed, right? Like don't set yourself up for failure. If it's something you need to stop doing, manipulate your environment so you give your best chance of success. Give yourself the best chance of success. If it's something you need to start doing, create an environment that fosters you doing that thing. Create accountability, bring in people you trust to help you, and then push yourself each and every day, 1% better, growing and becoming who you're supposed to be. Because it's not about doing, it's about who we're becoming. And when we understand who we're becoming, it impacts how we think, which ultimately determines what we do. So what do you want now versus what do you want most? Change how you're thinking so that you can actually change how you're acting here and now so that you ultimately reach what you want most. That's it, folks. It's the 6-minute version because the other version was recorded with no audio. Until next week, stick with it.